Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Hello, Pennsylvania. How y'all doing? This is your girl, Kathy Barnett. Yes, I know, I know. Turn the volume down. Turn the volume down. There is so much going on all around us. I am Kathy Barnett, filling in for our girl, Dawn Stensland, who is out enjoying some downtime with her family. So I am here filling in for our friend. I want you guys to be a part of this conversation. Let me give you the number right now. The listener line is 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. I want to go ahead and bring in my good friend, J.R. McGee. He is going to sit in with me for these next 2 hours that you guys are with us here. J.R., you guys have heard him before. If I'm on, I usually bring him in. I mean, the man is like a walking encyclopedia. He is just so smart. And there, and we need smart people now, right? So let me just give an introduction to who JR is. He is the founder and CEO at Xtreme Leadership Group and a 30-year strategic leadership and counterterrorism specialist, an instructor in matters of military intelligence planning and preparedness, and on and on and on. I could go. But the short version is he's like a he's like my Swiss Army knife when I was running for both Congress and Senate. If I he whatever I needed him to be in the moment, and generally it was a historian to give me wisdom and insight. What am I looking at? What does this mean? Where are we going? How do we navigate? And I would always, almost always, pivot to JR and say, let's just kind of talk about it. And so thank you for being here.
Well, thank you, Kathy. It's a pleasure and an honor to be here with you. And now I understand how pancakes feel when they put that much syrup on them.
Oh! I glazed you over a little bit, right? But listen, I was saying to you, and your wife, Norma, is here in studio with us. And I was saying to both of you guys, I went to bed last night doing my best, listening to C-SPAN and our elected officials bloviating about how horrible the Big Beautiful Bill is. And as I was going to sleep, I was also listening to an alert that came out about this intentional ambush that took place last night, a premeditated ambush where this man, we don't know very much about him. Not much has come out since last night when this happened. Ambushing, setting an intentional brush fire up in the mountains up in northern Idaho, waiting for the firefighters and police to respond, and then beginning to shoot at them, killing two of the firefighters, critically injuring another. And I'm, you know, breaking open the newspaper and I'm just looking around and there's so much mayhem and chaos and dysfunction that's going on. And then I take a, but, and all of this is happening at a time when the last 2 weeks have been absolutely stellar for Donald Trump. And I wrote a list. I'm going to just say this real quick and I'm going to turn it over to you. But here's Donald Trump. He brokers a ceasefire between Iran and Israel, a very fragile ceasefire, but it's still holding. Supreme Court ends the judicial coup by limiting nationwide injunctions. Trump secures 5% of GDP defense spending from every NATO country with the exclusion of Spain, I think it is, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
He ends, single-handedly ends a 30-year war between Rwanda and Congo. Now we can send illegals to a third country if we choose. The NASDAQ S&P 500 were on a high. So you have all, apparently he signed a trade deal with China, a limited trade deal with their minerals. But go on and on and on. You have all these positives. And yet I've never felt like we were more as a country on a knife's edge of not existing. Everything seems so tenuous right now. Help me understand what it is I'm feeling.
You know, it's an interesting thing. Very few periods in American history have we had leadership that this is the dynamic. And whether you like him, love him, or hate him, no one can deny that he is an extremely energetic individual. Yeah. He gets things done.
Even CNN is now applauding him.
and so we've got dynamic leadership, and things are happening. Things are being resolved. Like you talked about the Congo Rwandan issue. I was involved with that earlier in my career. It was a horrible, brutal war.
30 years
with people being hacked to death with machetes wholesale. And yet what the United States is getting out of that, people don't realize this, is cobalt. A lot of these strategic minerals that the United States needs for our technology are dependent upon some of these other countries. And China has done an extraordinary job at locking up a large percentage of the world's precious minerals and rare earths. And Donald Trump is using some of these tariffs as negotiating levers in order to accomplish things that the United States needs for our national and internal security. And they're all related. And, you know, as many people as you have trying to build the United States up, you've got an almost equal number of people that want to tear the system down because we've never been as divided, but it's equal. Now, there's been a lot of times in U.S. history where there's been tremendous political discourse and disarray, the Civil War.
Right.
When the Whig Party just went out of existence. There's been a lot of that. But at no point has it been so balanced. It's been equally divided. And it's very difficult for one side to prevail when the other side has almost equal numbers of people, equal numbers of resources and financial acumen.
You know, now let me push back just a little bit because, you know, when I was traveling, you know, we were doing 1,500 miles. You were a part of that whole thing.
Ma'am.
We were doing 1,500 miles all across Pennsylvania every single week when I was running for U.S. Senate. And then I jump onto a national campaign with Vivek Ramaswamy. And now we're traveling the nation all over the place, talking to all kinds of people. And what I realized is that, you know, it's not 50-50, this, you know, like the divide. It's more like 80-20. Now, their 20 has lost their mind and they're willing to do anything to destroy it. But There is a majority of people. Now, they may not all agree with my conservative principles, you know, rank and file one by one if we laid out everything I believe versus what they believe. But there's commonality, right? Like, we want to be able to provide for our family. We want to work. We want to save. We want to send our kids to good schools. 80% of us do not believe a boy can be a girl or a girl can be a boy. 80% of us in this nation don't believe it's okay to chemically castrate a 5-year-old boy because he says, "Mommy, I think I'm a girl." Most of us are not mentally unstable like that. And yet, to your point, their side, that 20%, they have control of the institutions, the major institutions of this country, whether it's the judicial system or the media or the academia, and it makes them larger than life.
It does, Kathy. And let me restate something, because you're exactly right. In terms of numbers of people, it is closer to 80-20. The Pareto principle absolutely holds. However, the majority of the conservatives are not engaged. They're not vocal. They don't participate. They're busy working. They're trying to get on with their lives.
Trying to raise our family.
The 20% on the other side are incredibly engaged, incredibly vocal. And when you look at the numbers of activists on both sides, the people who are trying to engage and sway the argument, that's where the 50-50 comes in. Mm-hmm. The majority of one side has these principles, but they're not willing to engage with those in the public arena or in the public space, right, of promoting ideas. They're more interested in raising families and just being left alone. The left is incredibly engaged. It's very unusual to find a liberal that's not willing to become active and engaged in promoting their beliefs.
I mean, it's almost like a religion that they have, right?
Funny you should say that.
Why?
It meets all the criteria for a religion, and or even maybe you could go so far as say a cult. It's about individuals. They coalesce around one individual.
That
individual
idea.
Or one idea, they have that as a supreme,
right,
concept.
There are no,
and they allow
you can't
no
have
dispute.
Diversity.
There's
right.
no dispute.
Right.
There's no disagreement. And here's the irony, Kathy. I am shocked that the very people that promote and push tolerance and diversity and inclusion to the exclusion of everything else often are the most intolerant, non-exclusive, diversionary people,
right,
on the planet.
Well, I mean,
how do you explain that?
Well, because it's a tool. It's a strategy,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Like, they use language like, "Oh, let's be tolerant, let's be inclusive, love is love."
Yep.
You know, everybody, each their own, don't be judgmental.
As long as you agree with them.
Well, but initially it was all like they played on the 80% of our goodwill, right? Like, I want you to succeed.
Yes.
I don't care that you're white. I don't care that you're a man. I don't care that you are, in a different age group than I am. I want you to succeed, right? And so I want you to live the best version of your life, right? And so they play on that. On that common,
yes,
string within the 80% of us, right? I don't care if you are a man who is in love with another man, God bless you. I don't care. As long as I get to live my life and raise my children the way I want to raise my children.
Absolutely.
But the moment you take your ideology and the way you see life and begin to try to shove it down my throat or try to shove it down the throats of my children, now,
yes, ma'am,
we should, both sides should have some tolerance. But they played on, they pried on our willingness to say, "Hey, to each their own, you live the best version of your life. I'm going to go over here and live the best version of my life, and we'll just get along." But they used that as a tool. They manipulated that sense within us. And now that they have gotten what they wanted, now they're like, "Okay, now we have to shut down all dissidents."
You know, you're exactly right. And in my personal and my professional life, I've had to deal with this now for close to 40 years. And at the risk of being somewhat inappropriate, it's I don't care if someone uses a feather or the whole chicken. Not my business.
All right. I don't care.
That's between them and God. I don't care.
I don't care
who you love. I don't care what you do. As long as it's between you and the other person, the moment you force me to celebrate your beliefs, now that's wrong because I have rights.
There is no other belief.
Yes.
You know what? I mean, again, I mean, you know, and people, of course, you can go out there and Google how they call me all kind of names because like that too is a strategy of shutting down conversation. If I don't care who you love, you can love who you want to love.
Yeah.
The problem becomes when you take your way of living and begin to say, okay, now you must not just be okay with me living this way. You must applaud.
I have to celebrate.
I have to celebrate it, right?
And
if you don't jump as high as I think you should jump, then even if you're jumping, maybe you're not jumping high enough. And now they have a problem with that, right? Or if they want to start teaching it to my children, right? And I'm so very grateful because I'm going to talk about this later in the week. I'm going to have Donald Trump's number one poster, John McLaughlin, is going to be in, and we're going to kind of break open all of these things. But the Supreme Court just entered a ruling last week that says, no, children belong to parents.
Yes.
And parents have the right on whether or not LGBTQ, and I call them the alphabet mafia, is going to be taught to their children. Parents have a right to opt in or opt out.
Amen.
And that the children do not belong to the state. So even the Supreme Court now I've been living this way for a minute, but it's nice to know that the rest of the nation is beginning to see the light and come alongside. Listen, guys, we're about to take a break. Be a part of the conversation. Good, bad, good. Great, call in. Bad, as long as you know how to have a conversation with adults with their own mind. Please call in. I want to have that conversation with you. 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hello, Pennsylvania. And should I also include New Jersey, Delaware, Maryland? I had someone call in from Tennessee who listens to the show on YouTube. I have someone from Michigan calling before. So you are listening to the number one talk radio station in Philadelphia, WPHT 1210. And I am sitting in for our girl, Dawn Stensland. I'm Kathy Barnett. Here's the call-in number, 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. 1210, and I have my double good guy friend, J.R. McGee, in studio with me, along with his lovely wife, Norma. So grateful to have you both in here today. You know, when we were going out, and again, guys, I want y'all to be a part of the conversation. So again, let me give you that number, 855-839-1210. Jump in, kind of like double, what do you call it? Double scotch jump rope. How you kind of wait to jump in. I want you guys to jump in. Like, you're looking at me strange. Have you ever seen?
Most 70-year-olds don't do double scotch jump rope. But I'm willing to try.
Double Dutch jump roping. Like, you're looking at me like, huh? Yes.
I'm willing to try anything.
Like, you gotta wait your turn. Gotta wait your turn to jump in. And then once you're in, you start jumping. That's what I want you guys to do. Jump into the conversation. 855-839-1210. I will go to your call as soon as I see it pop up. But you know, I was thinking, and you and I were talking a little bit off air before we started. I always think about, especially now, because I'm looking at all the things that are going on. Like, I have in front of me three different newspapers that I read, because you got to get your news from somewhere and you can't just rely on one place any longer. But and all of them on the front cover is China. You know, guys, once again, I was right about the 2020 election. I call it theft by a thousand cuts. It was like everyone was slashing, cutting us one way or the other, right? And that's how the election was stolen. Not just one particular way. But anyway, I digress. But I'm looking at these three different newspapers, and it's China on the front cover, how they interfered in the 2020 election, according to the FBI. We have China. Do y'all remember those? Back in 2020, we got a lot of seeds in the mail, unsolicited seeds from China in the mail. And we had really stupid Democrats planting them in virtue signaling, while the rest of us were like, why would you plant seeds you just randomly got in the mail? You don't even know. Well, come to find out, those seeds y'all planted, some of y'all planted, some of those unsolicited seeds from China were mailed to Americans across the country, prompting warnings in all 50 states from officials to not plant them because of the risk that they contain diseases or invasive species. And now we turn to today, and I think we're up to 11 Chinese scientists being arrested, detained. Some have already been prosecuted for trying to sneak into our country harmful funguses that are being described as potential agricultural terrorism. So I'm looking at all of and then you see the radical Muslim in New York that's been that the ridiculous voters, affluent, white, well-educated voters voted for in their Democrat primary, where I wake up to this ambush over in northern Idaho. So it's not just outside of our country. You see all of this chaos, but you see it here inside of the country. Just tremendous chaos and confusion. And as I mentioned to you when we first started, or before we started, this quote from Lincoln where he said, public opinion is everything. With it, you cannot fail. Without it, you cannot succeed. Which begs the question, who's forming our opinion on things? Because there's a high market. There's a large market of people who are trying to be the one who forms our opinion. They're not informing you. They're forming your opinion. They're molding your opinion. And depending upon your opinion, things will either fail or not fail. But your opinion as a listener is important, and there's a market for it.
You know, Kathy, as someone who's been involved in counterterrorism and information warfare for more than 40 years now, China has become extraordinarily good at what we call asymmetrical warfare, unconventional warfare.
Break that down, because I think most people think of warfare like tanks and missiles and
that's
drones.
Conventional warfare, where you meet the enemy on the battlefield and you fight a conventional war between one military with the other military. Asymmetrical warfare is where you fight a battle, but the enemy doesn't know that you're doing it. They attack your infrastructure. They attack your society. They attack the things that support you without you even realizing it's being done. Let me give you a quick example. You mentioned that China's trying to influence our perspectives and our opinions. Look at the rise of YouTube, especially TikTok. TikTok is owned by the Chinese government, but the part of the Chinese government that runs TikTok is their counterterrorism and information warfare, their cyber terrorism group. TikTok is being used in order to influence Americans, and look how effective that has been.
Yeah.
Look at Temu.
Allow me to just pause right there with you just to give the facts of what you're saying. According to our FBI and Senator Chuck Grassley, who have been scrutinizing the handling of alleged CCP, China, Communist China Party election interference, they say the 2020 presidential election showed that the FBI alerted federal agencies that fraudulent U.S. driver licenses from China were being shipped to the United States. And it was in the tens of thousands that China was shipping fraudulent driver's licenses, primarily to Chinese students and other illegals, for them to acquire a mail-in ballot and be able to submit that mail-in ballot. And here's your point. According to their initial source, the initial FBI source, China was using TikTok to get information of where these people were and what information they needed to put on the driver's licenses.
The thing that China's doing, and they're doing a masterful job of it, is they're learning to understand Americans and how we think. It's called the OODA loop. And the Air Force came up with this concept, and it eventually got picked up by the quality movement is Plan, Do, Check, Act. OODA is observe, orient, decide, and act. And if you can get inside that loop and you can react before the enemy does, you win 100% of the time. And what China has learned how to do, they can watch what you watch on YouTube. They can watch what you watch on TikTok or whatever it is. They can watch TikTok. What you watch and learn your patterns. They learn you specifically, Kathy Barnett, and they've got a file on you. Computers make this incredibly easy. Yeah. They just simply record everything that you're looking at. At Temu, they record everything you purchase. Now, think about this for a second. If I know what you watch for entertainment and I know what you purchase, I get a very, very clear insight into who you are, what you value, how you think, how you make decisions, and what's important to you. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine how powerful that information is in the wrong hands? Now, multiply that by 200 million people. They've got files on every American. People think that that's strange. No, NSA's been doing this for years. Our intelligence agencies have been doing this for years. We would have done anything to have gotten this type of information on Russia in the Cold War. But America's giving information.
In a way. Yeah. Now, according to Donald Trump, I heard a report early this morning that they have found a buyer for TikTok because the Trump administration, this actually happened. The for sale sign actually went up on TikTok under the Biden administration. So, you know, it must have been bad for the Biden administration to come to some understanding and want to make a move on it.
It is so easy for software programmers to tunnel under that and get around those legal firewalls. I don't believe that having a different owner for TikTok will
Even
have the slightest
owner.
Difference in the intelligence value that China gets from the information. Mm-hmm. And it's not just TikTok. It's not just Temu. There is a plethora of different things China is doing and using. They've got all kinds of information. They've flooded. Now, I taught for 7 years at Drexel University. Mm-hmm. And in my classes on leadership and statistics and things of that nature, there was a disproportionate number of Chinese students, incredibly intelligent Chinese students. They were always at the top of the class.
Okay, wait, hold on. Dan said he has a great clip here.
So there's a TikTok or a YouTuber named Moon. His name's Moon, and he does a lot on the ideological subversion that China employs using TikTok. And to JR and your fantastic point, I just wanted to play the differences between Chinese TikTok and American TikTok just laid forth.
The reason why China's version of TikTok, Douyin, is so different from the version they send to the rest of the world. If you're a child under the age of 14 in China, Douyin shows you the educational videos like science experiments and museum exhibits, with the rest of Chinese TikTok showing hardworking everyday civilians helping their country and sacrificing for the greater communist good. And yet, if you're that same child in the United States, TikTok shows you sex, vandalism, crime, social disruption, and other dopamine-satisfying degenerate clips. And when preteens in the US and China were surveyed, asking what is the most aspirational career they hope to achieve, the number one answer in the US was to be a social media influencer, while in China, it was to be an astronaut. Which is why it's clear that Mao's old method of creating idols has been turned on its head and used as a weapon.
Thank you, Dan. I mean, someone's just said Mango Mush. Hey, Mango Mush, I see you on Saturday and you're here on a Monday. But Mango Mush said, eat your Tide Pods, kids. Remember when that was a TikTok? Like I remember that being a TikTok challenge.
And people
eat your
did
Tide Pods. I hear the music in my ear. We're getting ready to go to break.
Before you go, I just wanted to throw this out there. Did you want the Trump clip or you want to tease that for afterwards? His thoughts on TikTok?
Yeah.
Here you go.
It's like TikTok. I'm extending that, you know, but no big deal. We have a buyer for TikTok, by the way. I think I'll need probably China approval. I think President Xi will probably do it.
Who's
you know?
Buying?
I'll tell you in about 2 weeks.
Yeah. A big technology company there.
Yeah, very, very wealthy people. It's a group of very wealthy people.
Okay, guys. See y'all on the other side. The number to call in is 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Pennsylvania, you are here with your girl, Kathy Barnett. I am filling in for my double good girlfriend, Dawn Stenslin. The number to call in is 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. I have I'm so glad I met this young lady a couple of weeks ago, maybe about a month ago now. I cannot wait to introduce her to you. But real quick, we have a breaking news alert on something.
Yes, Kathy. While we were talking about influence and opinions, the Supreme Court just announced they're going to take up the case looking at how political parties and individuals donate massive amounts of money to political campaigns.
I'm loving this.
This could shake up our elections and give the power back to the people.
I'm
take it away from the major
this.
Organizations. Yes.
I'm loving this. Now, let me get over here to Miss Erica Donalds. Hello, Erica. How are you?
Hi, Kathy. It's so good to talk to you.
Yes. I am so glad that we get an opportunity to talk again. For those of you who are not familiar with Erica Donalds, you will become fast familiar with her. And you're going to love her as much as I just so really appreciate the work that you're doing. Erica Donalds is the wife to the beloved, many of us just really appreciate him, Congressman Byron Donalds.
Ooh.
I know.
That's so exciting.
I know. We really talk about your husband a lot. We really appreciate what he stands for. But Erica, being a woman in her own right, she is the chair over the America First Policy Institute's Center for Educational Opportunities and a national expert on education policies and school choice. So, Erica, thank you, girl, for joining in. I appreciate it.
Well, I feel the same way about you. So happy that we met and just really thankful for all that you do to spread the good conservative message across the country.
So yes.
We really appreciate you having me. And it's an exciting time for education reform as well.
Well, tell me why, as you give an update on how your baby, the Educational Choice for Children Act, is faring in the new tax bill.
Well, this is why, as you said, it is so exciting. We've seen the ECCA, Education Choice for Children Act, after almost 10 years of myself and others supporting this legislation, it is in the tax package, both on the House and the Senate side. And what it is a tax credit scholarship where individuals like you and I, we can donate to these nonprofits who specialize in providing private school scholarship tuition for parents across the country in all 50 states. So this would expand school choice by double. You know, we've seen a lot of great school choice action in the states. Mm-hmm. This is going to make it available nationwide.
I love it. I think you and I talked about this, that I homeschooled my children since my daughter was in kindergarten up until we put our son into public school when he went to ninth grade. And this would have been very helpful to my family. But we made that choice because I was watching where the nation was heading and what the curriculum was becoming. And my husband and I made the decision not on our watch. Not on our watch will you be teaching our children that they are not perfect, that you will not teach them that God made a mistake with them and that they can take a pill and chemically castrate themselves or, God forbid, my daughter mutilate her body thinking they will somehow be someone who they will never become. And so I love this when you explain it to me. So very grateful for your effort on this.
Well, and just like you said, what happened in the public school system is it was no longer responsive to parents and became a tool of ideology instead of focusing on academic achievement. And we've seen that in the scores, which are abysmal right now.
Yes.
You know, the Supreme Court just decided last week in the Mahmoud case that parents have the right to opt out of those types of ideological teaching that tells girls that they can be boys and boys that can be girls at a very young age. It's crazy that it had to go all the way to the Supreme Court for parents to exert their right that their students would not be taught something that's completely against their religious values at home. But that's what it took. And it does expose what the education system has become and why school choice is so important for every single family.
Yeah. You know, and what was interesting as I read the dissenting opinion, I think it was from Sotomayor, because she voted against giving parental rights back to the parents in that in and the decision that came down last week. And a part of her dissent, she was saying, well, you're creating an untenable situation where teachers will have to rely on parents to know what to teach. And I just started thinking to myself, these are my children. Where did we go wrong in this nation to where we think the schools know what's better for our children than parents?
Well, that's exactly why I ran for school board, because I went to a school board meeting to provide some feedback on a particular issue, along with a bunch of other parents. We were interested in a decision that they had made. We gave our feedback. We were all united, 100 parents behind a particular issue. And the school board looked at us like we were crazy, like, how dare you parents come here and tell us what we should do? We're the experts, and we're going to tell you what we're going to do. We're not even going to consider your feedback. That's when I formed a group called Parents Rock, Parents' Rights of Choice for Kids, and we started interviewing school board candidates and found that none of them were really interested in representing parents. They wanted to represent the union. They wanted to represent the district, or they were looking for a stepping stone to higher office. And that's, I drew the short straw at the time to run for school board to represent the interests of parents and to give parents the right to decide what happens with our children. To your point, we've allowed this to go on for too long in the education system. School choice gives parents, puts them back in the driver's seat and says, I can choose to go to your school and have you teach my kids, but you know what? I can choose to go somewhere else and take my money with me.
I love it. And, you know, and this matters. And I was listening this morning as I was driving in to Dr. Shoshana Shettleman. She is on the board of directors at Columbia University, and she is a brave mama bear soul, right? Because she is being targeted for standing up and speaking out, saying out loud what many of us already know, that something has gone fundamentally wrong with how our children are being used and utilized and put into an activist position. And she was just kind of talking along, and of course you and I both would have been in the amen corner as she was talking, because it's just so plain and so obvious how something has gone wrong with how we're educating our children, and how too many of our children are coming out with mental health instability or feeling as though their purpose in life is to be a social media star versus a scientist. And one of the things she said is that we need to make sure our children know they have purpose. And I believe, again, that starts in the home. But if our children are spending 8 hours a day in a public school setting, we want to make sure that the people we are entrusting to teach our children are not going against our values at home, but are coming alongside the family unit and making sure that our children come out knowing, rooted in something that is good and wholesome.
Absolutely. And that's why it's so important that we give that power to parents to choose a school that works not only for their child academically, but aligns with their values as a family. We've seen too much of an ideological divide between the government-controlled, teachers' union-influenced schools, teachers' unions that are focusing their conferences on social justice and CRT and DEI instead of how to help these students achieve academically and to be well-rounded citizens. Instead, we have seen an influx of micro schools, pods, private schools, especially in the states that have school choice, where parents have a plethora of quality options for their children. And that free market competition increases quality and access for everyone, including those who remain in the government-run public schools. This is the direction we need to continue to go. And it's so important that in the Big Beautiful Bill, we keep this provision for Education Choice for Children Act. We make sure that it is permanent and that it is able to be used across all 50 states and encourages more schools to come online to allow for more options for families.
I love it. And so you feel confident that it's going to survive a vote either today or tomorrow?
Well, like many of the provisions in the Senate, the parliamentarian did take issue with this particular item. I think she was absolutely wrong. We've seen plenty of tax credits used in reconciliation packages in the past by both Democrats and Republicans. So I don't know what her issue is, but we're working very hard with her and Senate leadership to ensure that it stays in the bill.
Okay. And as of right now, it's in the bill?
It is in the bill, and we're going to see what the Senate decides to do with all of the parliamentarians' issues, whether they're going to allow for them all to be taken out, or if they're going to appeal on them individually. They're going to use a majority vote to put them back in. You know, obviously, this isn't the only issue that the parliamentarian has taken up, but we know for sure it is the one that shows that this is not about the substance of the bill. This is a tax credit, just like the child tax credit, just like the EV tax credit. And there's no reason whatsoever it shouldn't be included in reconciliation.
Well, I appreciate you. I appreciate your effort. I appreciate all that you are doing for our children all across the nation. Erica Donnells, thank you so much for being on.
Thank you, Kathy. We'll definitely keep you posted and your audience. And thanks for supporting education reforms that are so needed for our kids.
Is there a website people can go to learn more?
Follow me at Erica Donnells on all social media platforms. I'll especially be putting out there how people can support this good bill and other great legislation around the country.
Okay. Blessings. Say hi to your husband for us.
I will do that. Thank you.
Blessings. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, guys. I am just loving it. We are rocking and rolling, coming to the close of the first hour. Here's the number. Call us 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. I will see you on the other side. I think we need to get more comfortable being okay with people not liking us.
Absolutely.
And if you don't like me, you can hit the road, Jack.
You know,
don't come back.
My grandfather taught me something that has always stuck with me. He said, JR, if you don't learn to laugh at yourself, other people will do it for you. And he was right.
I tell my kids that people have a right not to like you.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. Just because someone doesn't like you doesn't mean your world comes to an end. It just means, you know, go out and meet new friends. I remember my son. He was on a Carl Jr. He was a little baby. Now he's a grown man. But he's like 2 or 3. And we're at the playground in our neighborhood. And he's out there playing. And someone was mean to him. And he runs over. And he's like, Mama, they're mean to me. They're not playing with me. They don't want to play with me. And I looked at him, so sweet. And I said, Buddy, people have a right not to like you. It's okay.
Yeah.
But you know what? I think you're great. So I bet if you go over there to that group, you can meet new friends. And guess what? My baby got up, walked over, and started playing with a new group of kids, right? And now he's 19 years old, in college, and he came back, he was like, Mama, life is hard.
Yeah.
I was like, yes, life is hard. But you are fully equipped because you know who you are. You know you have a purpose. You know you have been placed here for a reason. So you're not just here to play video games all day and do nothing. And you know that everyone doesn't have to like you, and you're not out here trying to people please.
Absolutely. And that interview you just completed with Erica was so powerful. Our children are our future.
Yes.
We have to teach them. And it's not just the academics. I love what she's doing. And it's so needed. I mean, what she is leading is desperately needed, but it needs to go further. We've got to find a way to teach our children values. And it doesn't have to be the same values. We all have the choice and the privilege and the right as Americans to believe what we want to believe. But I don't think it's right to not teach children values. They should have the parents' values to start with, and then as they grow older, they get to choose which ones they like from almost a buffet of values out there.
I remember.
We don't do enough to teach values.
Yeah, I remember Obama coming on stage. This is after he won the first time. And I remember him saying in his most magnanimous way of saying, I am a blank slate for the world to write, for you to write upon. And I thought to myself, that's a lie. Nobody is a blank slate. If you arrive at 50 years old and you're a blank slate, that's a problem, right? But that's a lie. We're not. Somebody from the moment, I mean, actually, while I'm carrying my baby, I am writing on their DNA. I am writing on them, right? They don't come out, even as little children, even as infants, as a blank slate. We begin writing on them immediately about who you are. Do you have value? Is there such a thing as a right and a wrong? Is there a God? Are you God?
Yeah.
Do you get to make up things the way you want to make it up? You know, you're constantly writing. And my challenge to parents is to make sure in this day and age, like never before, make sure you are not sending your babies out into this world like a blank check.
Yep.
Because what happens with a blank check? Somebody's
going to sign it
and start writing it out, mm-hmm. right? And writing out their values, right? Their ideologies. And they will cash that check. And you will have your babies out here doing some of the most insane things like we're watching right now.
And if you're a blank slate, that tells me one of two things. There's only two possibilities. Either you're the ultimate politician who believes in nothing and will simply go with wherever the winds blow. Ooh. Or you're a waste of food and oxygen because you don't believe in anything. You haven't learned how to believe in anything.
And I'm going to add a third one. Are you just lying?
Yes. It could be that you're just lying about what you believe and you don't want people to know what you believe. But okay, a blank slate's not a good thing.
It is not a good thing, but he said it and people bought it. Okay, guys, 855-839-1210. I don't know what this song is. This country? I see you out on the other side.
Don Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.